Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill with Knight Energy Services. I'm at the NAPE Expo as a correspondent for The Crude Life, and I get to meet interesting people and highlight them and what they do for oil and gas. Introduce yourself.
I'm Joy Lesner, and I am EVP for Public Relations at Tellurian.
For those that don't know, inside and outside of oil and gas, where's Tellurian located at?
So Tellurian's headquartered in Houston, Texas. We were founded in 2016 by two icons in the LNG industry, Sharif Suki, who also founded Cheniere Energy, who made the first exports of LNG outside of the lower 48, or inside the lower 48, and Martin Houston, who was formerly COO of BG Group, which was a top 10 FTSE company that was purchased by Shell for their LNG portfolio.
Tellurian's doing something that's very interesting. You guys are working with your own drilling, completion, production, of course, on the upstream side, but you also are doing midstream and then downstream as well. You're delivering LNG to the entire planet from right here in the United States. Tell us, how did they even come up with all that?
Well, let me go back a little bit. Our cornerstone project is Driftwood LNG, which is a proposed 27.6 million ton LNG export facility, which is really large. It'll be located near Carlos, Louisiana, which is just outside of Lake Charles. And we are fully permitted, so we're ready to go there. We've just sold about 9 million tons of capacity. So we're done selling the first phase of Driftwood. So now our focus is on financing, as well as acquiring the upstream, which is a great physical hedge to the gas that we'll need to buy for the plant.
You guys already have your own ships too. It's a little rumor on the street, right? No ships. How do they? I mean, for those that don't know, like LNG is. You tell everybody a little bit more about LNG business here in America.
Well, LNG is it's really a wonderful fuel that helps balance what I would call, taking folks that maybe don't have access to energy in remote places and in places that only have access to coal or cow dung or wood to burn. It's a way that you can take the vast resource in one area and basically condense it, move it on a ship very easily, and then regas it on the other side. So it's a wonderful way to ensure energy equity around the world.
We all know that we need a lot more infrastructure with pipelines in the United States. Have you guys had some problems with the regulatory, or are they liking what you're doing?
No, we have a great relationship with FERC. We have always been very straightforward, and the rules are laid out very well. So as long as you follow the rules, you'll be in good shape. And so they were really good to work with, both for permitting the plant as well as the Driftwood pipeline.
Thank you for being on the podcast. I appreciate it. Tell everybody how to get a hold of find Tellurian and find you. Are you on LinkedIn?
We are on LinkedIn. We're also on Twitter at Tellurian LNG. And, of course, our website, Tellurianinc.com.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning into the Crude Life. Take care. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.